My name is Jeff Best, and my piece is called Wired Stag. Yeah, the process I go through is I find an image that I like, and you know, whether that be off of the internet or pictures that I've taken, and I will put those on a little disc and I'll project them up on a wall. I take an old white tarp and put it up and draw that image out, and then I make a frame against that image. And I do that because I want to make sure the proportions are correct from the front to the back. And then after that, it's just pretty much trying to get the muscle groupings correct. And it's just my experience of chasing these animals around through the years and taking pictures and whatnot. And the more I do, the better I get at them. I like working with wildlife. I mean, as far as the image of wildlife, I've been an outdoors person all my life, been out in the mountains of Wyoming and been out in the mountains of Idaho, and I just enjoy chasing these animals around, and they're just a majestic creature, whether it be an elk or white-tailed deer or whatever it may be. And just something about them that I like, and so that's what I like to do. I just like to do physical art that is images of real animals. That's just what I've done. Yeah, barbed wire has a lot of character, and what I like about barbed wire is 90% of the wire that I use is reclaimed barbed wire. So it's stuff that hung on a fence post for 100 years or 50 years or whatever, and I find it in farm dumps, or someone will call me up and say, hey, we're taking down a fence that's been up for 50 years. Do you want the wire? And so I go collect it. And what really gets me is the thought of that wire. The intent of that wire was to hold back cattle or to keep people off the property or whatever, and it's been discarded. And now I'm taking that and I'm turning it into something that it was never intended to be used for. But on top of that, it's just when you get done making it, it's something about that, the dangerous points on there that you could scratch you and dig you, which they do, and I do get dug up pretty good at times, just turns into beauty. You know, something that you would intentionally be afraid of, you know, possibly. I mean, matter of fact, the old timers used to call barbed wire devil's rope, and because it would jump up and grab you and scratch you. And so you're taking something that could be dangerous and turning it into something that's very, I think, very beautiful. And it just gives the piece that much more character. The impression I hope people would take away is how you can take something that's been discarded and give it new life. And I'm working on a large draft horse right now, and I call it the Salvery Hitch because it's going to end up being two horses and going to have a full set of harnesses on them. And Salvery is a Latin word for to be saved. So it's intentional that I chose that name for that hitch, because I'm taking something and saving it from it just deteriorating and going back into the soil. And so I hope that, you know, the aesthetic value of just what they're looking at, and I'm hoping they just get pleasure of looking at something that looks, you know, very similar to the real animal. But on top of that, I hope they go away with saying, hey, you know, we can have a repurpose in life ourselves, and that we can, you know, we might be old and feel like we're used up, but in somebody else's eyes, we still have value, and that's what I hope they can take away from that. My name is Jeff Best, and my piece is called Wired Stag.